Welcome to our podcast where we explore the intricate world of cybersecurity, discussing the latest threats, trends, and strategies to safeguard your digital life. CISA has brought some important cybersecurity updates to light. There has been an active exploitation of Avanti EPMM vulnerabilities, which could potentially enable unauthorized access to personally identifiable information, PII. It is of utmost importance that anyone using this software should promptly act to mitigate these vulnerabilities and safeguard sensitive data. Furthermore, CISA has shed valuable light on its analysis of recent security breaches. The insights derived from this analysis could prove to be a crucial resource for organizations, assisting them in understanding common attack vectors and pinpointing potential vulnerabilities within their systems. Therefore, it is vital for businesses to stay abreast and proactive in fortifying their networks and systems against cyber threats. There has been rising concern over CISA's self-attestation form meant for secure software compliance. The form has sparked considerable debate over its possible legal repercussions and liabilities for organizations. Hence, it is crucial for businesses to thoroughly assess the risks and implications associated with this form prior to submission. Moreover, CISA has flagged the active targeting of Norwegian entities by APT, Advanced Persistent Threat, actors, exploiting the Avanti EPMM vulnerability. These actors have been capitalizing on the vulnerability to gain unauthorized access to sensitive data. Consequently, it is pivotal for Norwegian organizations to acknowledge this threat and take the necessary steps to secure their systems and data. That wraps up the latest from CISA. Keep watching for more updates on cybersecurity and other significant developments in our forthcoming segment. In recent Facebook developments, a new phishing campaign aimed at business accounts has been discovered by Unit 42 researchers. The campaign is primarily targeting users who utilize Facebook for business. To conduct their harmful activities, the attackers are using a Python variant of NodeStealer malware. In recent Microsoft news, the corporation is grappling with pressing issues. Russian hackers, allegedly associated with APT-29, have been exploiting the popular chat app, Microsoft Teams, as a phishing tool. They have been particularly targeting global government organizations with meticulously designed social engineering attacks masquerading as Microsoft Teams chats. Simultaneously, Microsoft is encountering criticism over the security vulnerabilities in its cloud platform, Azure. The potential risks and consequences of these vulnerabilities have raised major concerns. Addressing these security issues, Microsoft has initiated plans to augment its encryption security. The company has declared it will disable older iterations of TLS, Transport Layer Security Protocols, namely TLS 1.0 and TLS 1.1, on the Windows platform. This strategic move is intended to endorse the use of more secure encryption protocols and guarantee the safeguarding of customer data. A comprehensive examination of the MSMQQ jumper vulnerability has also been conducted. This vulnerability, which enables remote code execution in the Microsoft Message Queuing MSMQ service, poses a considerable risk. A thorough understanding of its technical details is essential for effective remediation and future prevention. In light of these security issues, the tech giant has faced further criticism concerning its security practices and obligations. Critics allege that Microsoft needs to adopt a more forward-thinking approach to ensuring user safety and privacy. This concludes the current news update on Microsoft, with more updates on these and other tech-related stories yet to come. Thank you for joining us today on this episode of Podcast Name, exploring the fascinating world of cybersecurity and the crucial role it plays in our digital lives.